Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for July 7th, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This show features songs from a radio show that no longer exists and TKJingles.com. Today we're going to look back on all your favorite memories from TK Jingles Live 2016, even liver. We will play a bunch of new songs about Tony's new podcast endeavor, along with a faux live set by Joe Arrow, a live set that I wish I'd done, along with lots of great outtakes, memories, and other stupid assorted stuff. It's going to be great. But don't let me oversell it. You know, just stick around and see what you think.
There were only 17 states that weren't seen, and Canada and most of Iraq were there. Now let's share some memories of even liver from those of us who were there.
Today's episode is going to be looking back because I live in the past, and I just wanted to share some notes folks have sent me at podcast@tkjingles.com or via Twitter at Jerry Negrelli or on the Facebook at facebook.com/tkjingles. First of all, last week's episode, the behind-the-scenes look at Even Liver, how it all came together, I got a lot of great reactions, so thank you all for sending that to me. Even though the show gets a lot of downloads, it's nice to know that somebody's actually listening to it, not just downloading it. The Sales Weasel story especially got a good reaction, so that was fun to share, and so far the hellfire has not rained down upon me, so thank you to my cheese boys for not incurring the wrath of various other folks. A note from Jeff, who said, honestly, I was about this close to not going to Even Live or not knowing anyone else, but I'm so glad I went. Great people, TK Biggs and TK Littles. And after Jeff shared that on Twitter, there were so many other people that you know, chimed in and said, you know, I didn't go for the same reason. So if we do this again, I hope that does not discourage you from coming. I hope a note like that from Jeff encourages you that, hey, he almost didn't come and he had a great time, along with everybody from the other 33 states that came and two other countries. And Brian Cawley adds in, what the hell is wrong with the other 17 states that didn't come? Then a few other quick social media bits before we get to some of the Even Liver feedback. Ryan shared a picture of a Schwitz shirt in front of Liberty Bell, and he said he's Schwitzing in the name of freedom. And that gave me such a laugh. You know, seeing the TK Jingles swag out in the wild is such a thrill, the stickers or the shirts or whatever else. It's so funny to see something like that out there when folks are sharing it on vacation, wherever else. And the idea that a Schwitz shirt is out there, I would be so thrilled if somebody else there in Philadelphia had come up to him and said, hey, you like the Schwitz? Or had recognized it from this broadcast. Just be such a great moment. And on that note, Joe Arrow shared this classic tale. He said, well, it's finally happened, sort of. I was standing in a long line waiting to purchase the beer of my choice at this place here in Howard County, proudly wearing my 2015 TK Jingles World Tour shirt. A guy in front of me says, and I quote, aren't you Joey Negrelli from the Tony Kornheiser Show? My family loves the Jingles. Direct quote, the guy's name was Dan, so he gets partial credit. That is just brilliant. Joey Negrelli. Glad Joe Arrow is finally getting the recognition that he's looking for with the Jingles. And then Rupesh writes, I just listened to an old Jingles podcast and I almost puked. Saliza makes a podcast great. And as you may have noticed, I've started saying Chris's name again on the show because as anyone who's listened to the show knows, yes, he does. Saliza makes everything great.
It's been a while, I guess.
It's been a while.
Since Mr. Tony introduced our favorite co-host, and though the show has never broken,
it's not broke.
We're so glad that it's been fixed.
Ooh,
as long as we got Saliza, we know a guaranteed really big laughs, baby. You and me,
we gotta be
the luckiest littles who've ever been. You know that we can't stop listening. Chris's inside is a breath of fresh air. Nigel, cue that clip.
Not a rapper bit.
How'd we get so lucky? Sharing the laughter with Chris.
That's right. The official stance of this podcast, as long as we got Saliza, everything will be great. All right, now on to some memories from Even Liver. KJ sends in, aside from my personal highlights of finally getting to meet Patrick Moffitt, Luke Overbay, and Sean Morrissey and singing live with all three of them, meeting so many awesome littles and bigs, and playing live along with Jason, John, and Steve, my favorite moments from the actual event were, in no particular order, Shad's haiku bit, Mr. Avocado, Hamilton, Mr. Tony's rehash of the Carville roast with all the bigs on stage, that was so great, the Schwitz break, and then in parentheses, I never thought I'd say that, Jeff's at this show stinks or at this shirt stinks posters, and then the In Memoriam video. And KJ says, I had nothing to do with making that video, but I'd seen it a few weeks prior, so I knew how fabulous it was, and it was even more satisfying seeing everybody's reaction. I happened to be talking with Liz Clark and Carol Kornheiser at the time that the video came on, when someone started talking to Liz during the video, causing her to miss some of it. Carol pulled Liz away and said, you have to watch this. It is so great. That's just such a cool moment. And then she loved also the Brad Weiss video and the number of people who stayed until the very end. And that also, as I said last week, was one of my favorite things about the event, was that half of the crowd was still there at the end. That was so wonderful. Now, let's play some songs, because that's usually why most people are here. You want to hear some music. So here are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 songs about Tony's podcast endeavor, starting with Carol's Kids, Bill Bardo with KJ and Brad, Jason Fuse, myself, Robert Berg, John Fitzpatrick, and then Rob.
Here comes Tony's podcast. Got your Super G Nigel and some friends. Here comes Tony's podcast. Now that the radio has come to an end. Do her why. Take it together.
He's not my demo.
Take that, Chloe.
For years you've been on radio, but most who listen to the show don't live in D.C. So at your age you'll pause and think you'll air the show that stinks on sponsored internet streams. And all your senior friends in their depends think it's the end and that they've heard the last. So then you call them stupid for saying that they can't download a podcast.
I thought podcasts were meant for younger men, 'cause each one I download my big troller couldn't comprehend.
I've always feared new technology. I have an English degree.
I can't plug in my own TV. So now I'm glad you made it simple for me. So on my podcast, what channel does your show come on? On my podcast, when they know when I want one. I've heard that I just need Google to listen live on my podcast.
Yodeling in front of a store at the Delaware shore, I see an old man asking pigeons if he has enough time, and now his carpet hotline is a tin can. All he wanted was $1 million, but Window Nation wouldn't pay that much. So Tony's talking to only you. Walked out on a 2-year contract to start his own podcast with help from Harley. Now he's talking into a shoe, asking Barry's Veluga, where are we? Waves his arms as he screams and shouts, scaring families at the browser about. Tony's talking to only you. Tony.
Step one, you ascertain if your phone is smart. Sexagenarians will struggle with this part. Step two, check to see if you have Google. Everyone has Google. That step is meaningless. Step three, you press the podcast app icon. If you don't know what an app is, that's a bad sign. Type in K-O-R-N-H and then you see his name, Serafino. Press the text, then all you have to do is subscribe. Satch is incredulous hearing you technophobes whine. The acrid stench of hypocrisy you'll download is called the Tony Kornheiser Show. Every morning for your long clock's warning, take the Rockville Pike into that city. You read the signs out from above, another habit's little's love, and then there's Nige grabbing grub at Bagel City. So now it's podcast time, or we'll be after summertime. Ain't gonna be nobody there to hand you pay. You say you're bringing along your boy. Hey look now ma, I'm self-employed. Who calls this work? You're yakking all day. But Tony can't take care of business. Ain't no way. Can't take care of business. Who will pay? Just who will run this business? Bottom line, TK running his own business. That idea is asinine. Come on, man. It's easy as fishing for the littles to listen. You'll do the same show, you'll rant and bellow. Can I listen in my car? Downloading apps, it's too hard. Old guy listeners ain't such tech-savvy fellows. How will you get this business done? Sounds like more tweets from your son. Tell Chris and Gare they must wait for their pay. Taxes and healthcare you'll avoid, and soon you'll all be unemployed. Maybe hang on to your day jobs, okay? Cause TK can't take care of business. Ain't no way. Can't take care of business. Flail away, will the show go out of business? Is it time? We'll worry about this later. Let's hit the palm and drink some wine. Come on!
Here comes the pot and all the littles. They say thank God, but they know that there are some sponsorship issues which need to be handled and handled right away. Window Nation, come on boys, pony up for Tony. And Joe Hadid, the hotlines are ringing and it's for you. Belmont TV and Adcock's trapping. Come on, Jim Coleman, make it happen. And Mervis, nobody buys spots on the radio these days, so Ronnie, why would you? Nobody buys spots on the radio these days, so Ronnie, why would measure my penis and let me get on the plane?
All right, how fitting that Carol's kids would open that segment to introduce the new podcast when they started this whole jingle thing 3+ years ago. Now, John Fitzpatrick, who was featured there in Can't Take Care of Business, had this to write about Even Liver. I had such a great experience leading up to and during the event. I've often said that the collaborations are my favorite TKJ projects, and this event takes collaborations to the extreme. I finally got to meet Jean, and when I introduced myself, her reaction was so great, she gave me this happy laugh and gushed, "I feel like I know you already." I told her I was going to sing a song for her about her one trip to Red Lobster, and after I sang just once, she ran to the edge of the stage and gave me a high five. Gene is the best. Other top moments include the live version of Thrift Shop, you and the three-headed monster of Luke, Rob, Jason just killed it, KJ playing the ukulele live, Brad's video and Sahara-dry deadpan delivery of what he was studying in Africa, and TK joining everyone on stage for Hamilton. He was out in the lobby most of the time folks were performing, but I got his assistant Marine to drag him in to see that song, and he jumped right up there with us. I'm really looking forward to next year's event, TK Jingles Live, the hologram edition. When can we start recording that? Should I upload mine to your Google Drive? All right, in preparation for Even Liver, there were a lot of demos and instrumental tracks and various things that were cut together. And due to time constraints, due to respect for the audience, some of these things were ultimately cut, not wanting to bore everybody. One song, I think Hampton really wanted to hear it, was Don't Lean on Me, a parody I did a while ago about Gene and Tony talking about leaning in your chair on an airplane. And I figured if I was going to do that song, I wanted to do an extended version of it to add a little bit more of a live feel and maybe get folks clapping along or something. So I went ahead and put together this demo. And then ultimately I thought, you know, I'm not sure anybody really remembers this song other than me and maybe two people. So I don't think I should do this. And then Brad Weiss sent in a second instrumental track. And again, just due to time constraints, I thought that having a couple minutes of just instrumentals playing to a montage on the screen was probably not going to go over that well. So I unfortunately had to cut that, but I have the song here that I can share with you now. So here's Don't Lean on Me, and then some Neil Diamond thing that Brad Weiss did.
Sometimes when I fly, I want to rest. I'd like to recline, but that would be rude. So I lay my head on a tray next to my food. Don't lean on me, the hands say it's wrong. I'll bash your head with my fists or my carry-on. Please remember this song and keep your damn seat in the upright position. So don't lean on me, brother, when you need a nap. You can lean on the window or a stranger's lap. I recommend the in-flight movie. It's about a plane crash, and you won't feel like sleeping once you see that. Don't lean on me. Whoa, go away.
McManus Serenade, sung in the voice you hate, as much as a case of transient amnesia or flying with TK. We know that you had once been an editor of words and now tend ambiguously gendered birds, and you love Tony, and so does Tony. Swim. Come on, genie, swim. Got to keep yourself in shape. Let's hear you laugh. No one hears you laugh. Tell me, does that help you paint? Your presence on the podcast gives us all we want. You sure have lots of ideas about restaurants. Though it's not your cup of tea, I hope you didn't hate the stinking version of my McManus Serenade.
My wife may think I'm torturing him by not playing these songs or by scheduling this on the weekend between Father's Day and July 4th. I really do appreciate everything that he does. So it's a shame Jeannie couldn't hear that. Hopefully it can be submitted to the show next year. Maybe she can hear it then. Now a couple more notes here from Gabby. She says, you asked for our favorite moments from Jingle Fest, but mine was actually the night before. Stephen B. and I were having dinner at the Palm on Friday, and we arrived a few minutes early to take pictures outside. As we were taking a selfie, a really nice man approached us and asked if he could take our picture. He then asked if we were littles, and that's how we met Carol Connolly. He was also going to the Palm and mentions that you would be there. And after our dinner, we talked to you, Jason, and Anita for at least an hour, and you could not have been nicer. I loved hearing the plans for Jingle Fest, how it got started, how you started writing songs, and sharing our favorite moments from the show. We also met Michael, KJ, John, Joe, and Claudia. So that's a really nice note there from Gabby, who came quite a long way to see the show And then the person that came the second farthest, Anita in Alaska, writes this. As a veteran of this crazy get-together, the most obvious was the turnout. It was insane. You really could not move around. And after Tony et al. Showed up, forget about it. My favorite memories, though, were reconnecting with the group from last year and meeting those I've been internet friends with for the past 12 months. Not to be maudlin, but what a great group of talented, clever, kind, generous, and seriously funny folks. I'm thrilled just to be a small part of it. The jingles were terrific live. Loved Hamilton, but of course, the two best ones of the night were Free Stuff and Oy Vey, in my opinion. And I should put as a footnote here, those are the two that Anita wrote. The surprise of the evening, and I can't believe I'm saying this because I'm not sure if it is something to be encouraged, was the Schwitz break. Truly magnificent. Honestly, Jason's wife, Jen from Baltimore, Rachel, and everyone around us was literally crying. We were laughing so hard. Any further endeavors involving the Schwitz gets a big thumbs up. So on that note, here's the Schwitz break, courtesy of Robert Burns. Continuing Anita's note, the in memoriam bit was great too. I've watched everything available out there at least twice. The only sad note, Brad Weiss was not able to join us in person. However, his recorded shout out was hilarious, almost worth him not being there. All right, then Mike writes from Canada, his favorite things were Shad's haikus, the Schwitz break, TK's Carville roast redux, and the Trots finale. John says his favorite memory was to meet all of us. Now, I wanted to do something that we'll be doing all summer here. Since Penn Social totally screwed the pooch and did not record anything as they were supposed to, as was part of our deal, we decided that we're going to recreate some live moments. And I've asked the jinglers to send me a set of theirs that they record in one take, essentially live. And then we'll have a little faux live set we'll rebuild over the summer here. So first up is Joe Arrow with his first live set of the evening.
What a night for some ice cream. I think I'll eat some while I stand by the sink. Maybe catch half a movie. Then maybe pour some Johnny Walker and drink. Even if time ain't really on my side, that sure doesn't mean I wanna take a plane ride. I'm blue in the day to play some golf in the sun, so check me out later on the two with Mike Wilbon. Now it's time for the mailbag. Now I just got some emails, faxes, and notes. I guess it's time that I read some. Maybe read a few for all of you folks. Don't let the Schwitz, the podcast, ruin your day. Remember those sons of bitches and that damn delay. So find some new sponsors for the show that really stinks. Just learn how to download, maybe click on a link. webs I've found avoid me. They quickly turn around. And when I start to talk, they fidget. They check their watch, they smile, and then they start to walk. Anna Kendrick is her name. Why does she seem to be in so much pain? Should I go talk to Larry or chat with Tom Petty? And I wonder, I wonder why. Talk to me today. Celebs, they run away. They run, 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 run away. I want a dog, so I drove to Petco. Michael, Liz, and Kate, they said, let's go, let's find a puppy. That's what I want. I'm driving far from home to Germantown, 'cause that's what I want. Well, you know I got a fenced-in yard. Don't want a poodle or a Saint Bernard. I want a puppy. That's what I want. Medium-sized dog, oh yeah, 'cause that's what I want. I look for puppies at the Lucky Dog Fair. South Carolina folks, they just don't care about puppies. Oh no, they don't. I want to rescue one, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what I want. When you're traveling, you need a ride to 10th and Penn from work. There at PTI, I'll pick you up. Oh, just call me Nat. Just like your baseball team. Hope you enjoy your first ride with Uber. You can text in my car. Check your email. Build your credit card.
Okay, a few more memories here. And if you'd like to get in on the action, I'll mention a few more of these next week if you'd like. Email podcast@tkjingles.com. Jeannie says her favorite memory was the folks serenading Mr. Tony with Tony Kornheiser Man / Hamilton. And then Dina says her favorite memory was David Aldridge asking Robert Berg for a picture, not the other way around. And yeah, that, as I said before, that was really cool that the bigs of the show were so excited to meet all the folks who do these stupid songs. Now, in preparation for the event, I mentioned last week, I really was trying to do crowd-pleasing songs. Because if it was up to me, you'd be hearing songs that never aired on Tony's show that aren't necessarily even about Tony's show. You know, it'd be like 3 hours of a Schwitzbreak-type self-indulgence, just something totally stupid that I would be entertained by because I'm performing. So, you know, as a courtesy, I decided not to do that. But I wanted to present an alternate set list. These were five songs that I really, really like that I would have liked to have done, but I really wasn't sure, other than maybe the first one, if these would go over. So here's my alternate or imaginary set number three from TK Jingles Live 2016.
I want some shit for free.
Here, people, this is how you do it when you're on the radio and TV. I ain't working, there ain't nothing to this. I don't pay for nothing, all my shit's for free. I hate working, but even I can do it. Let me tell you, this guy ain't dumb. I ain't ashamed to ask for anything. Today I want some 1950s chewing gum. Nice cuts of meat for my toaster oven, and Orphan Black on DVD. I missed episodes 9 and 10 now, and I wanna watch them both for free.
Don't pay for nothing, and my shit's all free.
Don't pay for nothing,
and my shit's all free.
I like that, I like that.
Don't pay for nothing.
I want
my shit's all free.
My shit for free.
That's
don't
way,
pay
baby.
For nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I want
all
my right, shit's all like free.
Tony's up at 4 in the morning. Can't fall back asleep, so he turns on the news. Stumbles to the breakfast table, toasts himself a bagel and pours some juice. Then he drives up to Maryland, does a show, then comes home again. And he's back out on Connecticut, to and from ESPN, then his day is done. And if you found that interesting, what the hell is wrong with you? Tony loves little sliced apples, and Raju isn't a total asshole all the time. Tony never worked at PTI, the Washington Post, Newsday, or the New York Times. Tony loves the sliced apples, he never coached the Minneapolis football team. And he never screams or throws a fit, never threw a dinner plate at his kids, and doesn't throw coffee green.
Tuesday night, like you're at a campsite. Look, Tony's by a fire pit. The littles are like, holy shit. I thought he said that those were dumb. Now it looks like he might buy one. Yes, Tony loves his fire pit. Tony loves a fire.
Why are there so many films about boxing, a sport from another time? Boxing is okay, we all loved Rocky, and we're sad when Apollo died. But what's so exciting about two people fighting This isn't the 1930s. I don't understand it, our boxing obsession. I guess they're not targeting me. Oh, no, 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 no. These movies aren't targeting me. At first I was confused, I was mystified. Kept asking what's with all this traffic on a Sunday morning drive. And yet I drove that road again, heading to Potomac Mills. Now after 2 hours in my car, I feel a rising urge to kill. Oh yes, I'm stuck near Quantico. Oh, where was I even headed? I don't remember anymore. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you just can't move. And the HOV's always going the other way. Oh no, I hate this road. Next time I'm walking, well, that's if I ever make it home. I think I heard somebody say, why didn't you use Waze? That's so naive. This highway's like this every day. Don't ever drive I-95. Oh, but if you do, bring some food or I doubt that you'll survive. Every driver will be caught in this three-lane parking lot. I-95. I-95. Oh, I-95.
All right, so anyway, those are the five songs from the cutting room floor as I tried to pick songs for my individual sets at Even Liver. As you put all these ideas together, they don't always work out. You know, you try to do something that you think will be funny or you have an idea that you think will be good. And sometimes you have an idea that you know will be bad. So I'd like to leave you now with one really, really awful demo that I recorded sort of as a joke after humming this to myself on the drive home from work today. It just seemed like one of the stupidest ideas I'd ever had. And I felt like, you know, those are the kind of things you have to share, right? So thank you for listening. This summer is going to be great. I hope that you're enjoying what we're doing here. Contact me. Let me know. Give me some feedback. Let me know that you're listening, not just downloading. And join me here again next week for more jingles and hopefully some new songs. You know, the summers have been great the last 2 years for new jingles, even though you'd think with Tony off, we wouldn't have much new material. But some of the best songs, in my opinion, have come out in the summer. So maybe we'll do a little best of the summers set here in the next few weeks just to kind of showcase what I'm talking about. So now I leave you with this awful song.
All I drink, I know you'd think that I would buy something cheaper for breakfast. Something cheaper for breakfast. One could say that I had time to write some lyrics that made more sense. Is bad, but I recorded it anyway, and now you'll never forget. Blue, blue scotch, my favorite drink. Something I drink at the sink.
I would advise him to put my name prominently in that letter, you know, I mean, because I'm a pretty big wheel there.
Pretty big wheel.